Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I mean, let's be honest. Fridays are great when you get ready to go, but nothing gets you more juiced up for Halloween than this particular theme, right? I don't care whatever movie you watched or song you like, scary theme for a scary movie, this is the one. It's got to be. It's still. This holds time. It survives decades and decades of the number one, like, scary music theme, right? What do you think, Joe?
I would definitely say so. This and Thriller by Michael Jackson are, like, the two big Halloween things.
Yes, for sure. Now, Thriller is a dance song. This is I'm going to scare the bejesus out of you song.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you, tonight, okay, this happens in my neighborhood sometimes, okay? I have a great neighborhood, by the way, for trick-or-treating. I don't know if you do. I have a great neighborhood.
In my older house, we had a huge, like, just community there to do it, but now, not so much.
It literally looks like the movie Halloween in my neighborhood with all the kids and costumes going door-to-door and all the different houses decorated. It's really cool. And I live in the city, not a suburb, and I think it's really cool that the city, you know, in pockets of the city, you can have this, okay? So, in my neighborhood, there is always a house where there is somebody dressed up just like Michael Myers and having this song playing in the background. He's just standing in front of the house. And I'm like, I am not going up there.
No, that's terrifying.
11-year-old son, you go up there.
Yeah, I'll wait on the curb. 100%. I wouldn't
go
near it.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. All right. Bills, Chiefs, it's terrifying to think about what the Chiefs' offense has been and what could happen this weekend if you want yourself to get there. You don't have to, though. You can also look at it as an opportunity for the Bills to rise up and beat the Chiefs and show that they've, you know, they're still one of the top teams in the AFC. I think they still are, but they have an opportunity to prove that this week. It's Bills, Chiefs. It's Chiefs week. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's Sal Capaccio. It's Joe Calley. Thanks for joining us here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. When's the last time Halloween was on a Friday? I got to look at that because the reason I ask is I don't think we've had a Buffalo Football Friday in conjunction with Halloween in quite a while. No, not there. I'm going back. 22? Nope. How about 21? No, that was the 29th. It was a Friday. Ooh, we're getting close. Still don't have it. The last time Halloween was on a Buffalo football Friday. I am now back to 2015 as a Saturday. Wow. Okay, here we go. 2014. Last time Halloween was on a Buffalo football Friday was 2014. It's been 11 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So we're intersecting. I got to give you credit, man. Joe Cali is Clark Kent, and you look amazing. You have a great outfit. You look like, have people told you you look like Clark Kent? Is that why you did this?
A couple times I've gotten it, but especially like when my hair is a certain way, that's normally when I get it. But no, it was just an easy trying to think of what to throw together for the morning show because we were on the cameras, had to make the most of it, first Halloween on stream. And it was just easy enough I could go in my closet and pick this stuff out in a few minutes, you know?
I did the same thing today. I went in my closet and said, I'm not on the stream today. So what do I dress up as? Oh, yeah. I'll go as a Syracuse football fan who's talks on the radio. That's what I'll do. I'm wearing my Syracuse orange quarter zip.
I like it.
And it's Halloween colors, right? It's orange.
It is. It's festive for the
day. And they play tonight against North Carolina. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Bill Belichick. And, you know, that's scary in itself that, you know, you're playing Bill Belichick in North Carolina. But you know what? It doesn't have to be because they've been stinking. It's scary for me to think about the fact of losing to Bill Belichick is what it is as a Syracuse fan. Yeah. I said back in the summer when Belichick was hired, my line here on the radio station was, I can't wait for Fran Brown to beat the heck out of Bill Belichick. That will be such a great day. Since then, though, Syracuse lost their starting quarterback, Steve Angeli, and North Carolina has not been good. I do not expect necessarily to have Ricky Collins, the quarterback of Syracuse, go out there and just, you know, lay one on Bill Belichick. That's for darn sure. But they still have a really, they should win. What is the line tonight, by the way? I didn't even look at that. I got to look at this because, well, Syracuse is favored by 2.5 over North Carolina.
I would hope so with the way North Carolina has been playing. But
same thing with Syracuse, though. They're just not that good now. And losing the quarterback hurt. So that's tonight. And that's me. I'm dressed up. Owen, what are you dressed up as over there? Do you have anything? Is Owen, I don't know if he's listening to me or not. He doesn't. Is he dressed up over there?
Yeah, he was rocking Tony Soprano earlier today.
Oh.
He still is.
There he goes. He's putting the headphones on.
Yeah, he's coming.
You're Tony Soprano today?
I'm doing, me and my girlfriend wanted to do a sort of, you know, a couple's costume because of course, and we watched The Sopranos earlier this year. So we figured that works. She's going to be
Carmella.
Do you
watch the whole series this year?
Oh, yeah. Watch the
it's
whole
amazing,
thing.
It's amazing, right?
Oh,
I watched it in real time when it was out,
oh.
And I had all the DVDs back then, the DVDs. Yeah. Now everything's on, you know, different streaming platforms. Pretty amazing, right?
Oh, it was
what a great show.
It was incredible.
Okay, I've never asked you this then. What is your take on the ending?
I loved it.
Okay.
I like it.
It's a very polarizing ending.
Yeah, of course. I get it. I think she kind of doesn't like it. My girlfriend, Maya, she can't stand it. But I liked it. I liked that you fell in love with these characters that were horrible in almost every way.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to know what happens to them. I loved it. I did.
And it leaves it up to your interpretation what happens to them.
It's you, whatever you take with it.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
Do you want to reveal what you think? Do you think Tony got killed in that last scene?
I almost don't even think about it.
Yeah, me neither. I never thought he did. I never thought he did, but I've read stuff and listened to people talk enough where I'm like, I guess maybe he probably did, but
I never
thought he did.
I get why
it.
You would think that. Like I just watched it recently, so I have very vivid memories of it, and I think it makes sense. But I almost don't care really. Like that it ended the way it ended, and I appreciate the just the fact that it leaves it up to you. I really like that.
Uh-huh. It's cool.
But I think I thought right after he probably gets killed there and then remembered and thought, like, I don't think we need to even think that.
There was a scene earlier in the series where they were talking about death. He said, I think everything just turns to black. And what happened on that final scene?
Right.
Everything just turned to black, right? So it's almost like you're going back and saying, okay, we told you this is what was going to happen when he died. And he died. All right. Well, we should have a Sopranos podcast.
Right?
We could do a Sopranos podcast.
I'm just
now,
starting
you
it.
And I.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You've done it. I did it years ago.
Right.
You just did it. He's doing it now.
That's
that
cool.
would be a great podcast to just kind of talk about the Sopranos, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the meantime, we need to talk Buffalo Bills football and a few other things here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott's going to join me at about an hour from now. We'll get the lowdown on injuries from the Bills. A lot to monitor when it comes to injuries for the Bills today and into the weekend. Obviously, Joshua Palmer coming back yesterday as a limited participant could be something to monitor if he's going to be ready for Sunday. It doesn't feel like that, but you never know. We'll see what McDermott says. No Daquan Jones for 2 days. Feels like that's not going to happen. Shaq Thompson is a big one here because he was a limited participant Wednesday with a hamstring injury, and then not at all yesterday with the hamstring. So that'd be a loss, considering he's been very good this year when he's been on the field. We'll get Sean McDermott's thoughts on him and the other linebackers who have been full participants, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano. Also, Matt Prater, what's going on with him? He's been limited for two straight days with a right calf, his kicking leg. So we'll find out from Sean McDermott if anybody is declared out for the game. That's at 11:15 a.m. At 11:30, we'll have our weekly chat with WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist Patrick Hammer. We'll take a look at the weather in Orchard Park on Sunday. And if it's going to be it's going to be scary weather, I guess we'll throw some Halloween superlatives today, or it's going to be nice weather for you on a Sunday afternoon at 4:25 p.m. It's looking pretty good right now, but we'll see what Hammer says, because he'll get a little bit more in depth on that. All right, 803-0550, 888-550-2550 is the phone number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I also have, and I want to get into this a little bit later, I did something that I'm very excited about, but I also dread. So I want to tell you about that in a little while. That's called a tease in the business, okay? I'll tell you about the tease in a little while. I did something that I've been meaning to do, and I did, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm very excited about it, but now I'm also dreading doing this. I'll get to that in a little while here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I want to get your thoughts, though, at 803-0550 on Bills Chiefs. How's this game hitting you right now? How you feeling? We're on a Friday. Let's get a vibe check from everybody. Bills Chiefs. So I go on our Odyssey sister station in Kansas City today, and this morning, and I talk with them about this game. And they're in a commercial break when they bring me on. You know, Joe, how you call the guest and like, hey, hold on, I'll patch you through to Sal, right? They're like, hey, we'll patch you through to our host here in a minute. And I'm waiting. And they come back from the break, and the host says, hey, we're in studio today, and we're all dressed up, and the one guy's like, I am dressed as, I can't even remember what he said, because then he says his co-host, my apologies, I can't remember their names, his co-host, he says, is dressed as Chief Cheffers. That's right. The referee for the game is Carl Cheffers.
Oh, man.
The Chiefs radio host dressed up as a referee.
Leaning into the bit.
Leaning into the bit completely. And I said that. I go, man, you guys are leaning into this, aren't you? Oh, yeah, we're leaning into it. They love it. Like, it might be frustrating when you're a fan of a team or a media member and people always going like, oh my God, they get all the calls. You're like, come on, dude, what's going on? I get it, right? Like, no, they don't. That's the Kansas City side. We say that from this side, like, look at Kansas City, all these calls. I do that. I'm like, come on, they're going to get bailed out by a third and goal holding penalty. We know that when they're on offense. They lean into it, and they're leaning into it, and they're like, ah, everybody around the country, joke's on you. You think it's like that. We're just better than you. And it's probably true.
Yeah,
when it comes down to it.
Yeah, they definitely, I respect it, honestly, because I know if it was the other way around, we'd probably be leaning into it a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
Even yesterday on the morning show, Carrington Harrison joined Jeremy and Joe, and the first thing he says was, you know, it's always fun to come on and preview the Super Bowl with you guys in November.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, wow. Shots fired right
off
the bat.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, like, you know, over the years, we did a little history yesterday on the show, right? We did a little history, Bills Chiefs history. One of the things about the history of these two teams for me, and I'm going back to when I was in high school and going to games. One of the things I've always said, and I still believe this, is honestly, Chiefs fans are some of the nicest people in the league. Like, they're really nice people. Midwestern hospitality. Anytime you go to Kansas City, now you might get a bad, you know, moment. You might have some bad apples. I'm not saying they're all incredible people, right? Or moments in situations. But I remember when Chiefs fans would come to Buffalo back in those days, in the 90s, in the playoff years and the Super Bowl years for the Bills, and I always would say, man, the Chiefs fans are just nice people. I always remember that. And I think the same thing about that now. But I will tell you, they become a little unbearable at times after all this, right? Because, yeah, they've been a little like, you know, they get the nose up in the air and they have scoreboard. They have scoreboard, especially on the Bills. They've beaten them in the playoffs. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've won Super Bowls. They have scoreboard. But they've become a little bit irritating and annoying. Maybe not as much as Boston fans in that regard, but we're closer to that situation here. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to Mike, who's first up in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, I don't have anything about the Chiefs, so I'm just hoping that we do win the game. But I do have 2 points for you. A friend of mine's son just committed to Syracuse, so you'll probably look forward to seeing him play running back or wide receiver. His name's Shervane Anderson Jr.
Where's he from?
So he's from York, Pennsylvania.
Love it. I love it. That's awesome. I love that. Not the season we hope for because of the quarterback going down, but he's gonna be well taken care of by Fran Brown. He's a great, great man and a really terrific football coach.
Yep, I look forward to seeing him and his career, and hopefully he graduates from there to the Buffalo Bills. So
All right.
See what happens. But I got a question for you. With the uncertainty with Mike McDermott possibly, you know, being let go from the Miami head coaching job. Mike McDaniel and Joe Brady getting elevated or maybe getting terminated. I don't know. Maybe there's an open spot at the end of the season for an offensive coordinator in Buffalo. Would you entertain the thought of Mike McDaniel working with Josh Allen to get some an offensive guru behind him?
I would not love the hire specifically for that. I mean, I don't think that I think Mike McDaniel's a very smart offensive guy. He's mostly smart in the run game, by the way, not the pass game. That's what he's known for. He's mostly smart as a run game coordinator. Really, really sharp. It's funny. No, I'm going to say no. I don't think that'd be the best choice. This is way down the road. I hate talking about this stuff because who knows what's going to happen, right? But let's just say Mike McDaniel was on the open market and the Bills needed an offensive coordinator. Mike McDaniel comes from the Mike Shanahan tree and Sean McVay, right? Which is great. They've been great offensive coordinators, but they have a run game system and a system that a lot of quarterbacks can succeed in. It actually doesn't highlight the quarterback like Josh Allen. I'll tell you, the guy that I think if that were to happen, the guy that probably gets the best look and the quickest look is Davis Webb, who's learning right now in Denver under Sean Payton, and he was here in Buffalo as a quarterback on the Bills roster and was under Brian Daboll, and I think that's the guy. But to answer your question, it's like I don't dislike Mike McDaniel, but I don't think that's the right fit necessarily if that were the case. Let's go to John in Massachusetts. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Just want to talk about, I like that the Bills made it, you know, everybody was barking after the Atlanta game, we'd make some type of change. And, you know, Sean McDermott kind of sounds like he helped out or maybe took over the play calling, however you want to put it. Made a change there, which I really liked. So I thought, honestly, over his entire term here in Buffalo, I think maybe one of the best years the defense was 2023 when he was calling all the plays. I just really like him as a play caller. I thought, I mean, it's one sample size with the Carolina game, but I just thought everything looked a little tighter, a little better on that side of the ball. So I think that's going to help us out. I mean, I'm a believer on the offensive side. I'm kind of just sitting here. I think, you know, whether we add a receiver or whatever, I think offense is going to be fine. But my biggest thing with, you know, getting over the hurdle with the Chiefs is they just have so much more experience on both sides of the ball. Andy Reid calling plays between him and Spagnuolo. It's like, what, 80 years of experience. And then we have, you know, not putting anything on Babich or Joe Brady, but it's just, they have a lot more experience there. And they've seen everything. They've seen every look. They know what to dial up, when to dial it up. You know, that's a huge, huge difference maker. I think McDermott calling the plays is going to help us out a lot. And then also, I don't know, it was maybe a couple of years ago, you liked one of my messages on X. I asked if you wanted to play a little golf. So maybe next year when the Bills play the Patriots here, I'm a couple of towns away from Foxborough. Maybe we go out and play a little bit. Maybe it's nice weather in December. We could get some golf in and some temporary pins. But just wanted to call in about the play calling and go Bills.
Oh, you got it, man. Listen, I have a... If you want, I have a website. It's Sal Sports Media, and you can contact me through there. I have the email, and then that'd be the best way to go about doing that and setting that up if it could ever happen. Thanks, John.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And I do have an email there, so go to Sal Sports Media. You can kind of check it out and all the different things going on. But listen, here's the deal. A couple things. Number one, I actually agree with that. I think that, you know, if one game, small sample size, is any indication, it felt like the defense was a little bit more settled and calm. And they dial up the right things at the right times. And I know Sean can say, McDermott that is, that it's in conjunction with Bobby Babich. and that's fine, but it felt like he was more involved, and he didn't outright deny that he wasn't calling plays, even though he said it's a joint effort. And I do like that heading into Kansas City after what I saw against Carolina. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got some, speaking of X, at Sal Sports. All right, Matt says, bro, with a head-to-the-face SMH to me. The Chiefs, and he wrote it in all caps, so he's yelling it. The Chiefs statistically get more favorable calls their way than any other team. Is that true or not? I think, isn't like the overall picture not true, but it is true, but maybe in critical moments they have? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
And didn't they get one against them in the Super Bowl that went against them from the Eagles?
I think so.
Or was that the other way around? I don't even remember.
I don't either. It wasn't memorable enough, though. It wasn't.
They got one of their favor against the Eagles, maybe, because the Eagles blew them out when they played again.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say, Matt. Maybe you misunderstood me. What I'm saying is, I don't disagree that, like, I lean into it. I say it all the time. I said this, Matt. Like, whenever the Chiefs have a bad play, I'm looking for a flag. Whenever a team stops them, I'm looking for a flag. I don't disagree with you, Matt. It has that perception. What I'm telling you is, though, I try to stop myself from going there because I just think watching sports, knowing sports, and knowing how things work, it just kind of gets to become more of a perception. I think there have been statistics done on this, and it's not like they are, like, what do you mean by more favorable calls? I think that's the rub there. Like, I don't know. There's stats on this. Either way, I'm not trying to rally up and say I don't agree with it at all because I have that perception, too. I just don't know if my own perception is the reality. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. And then Bills backers of Kansas City said, Sal, a little unbearable with the Chiefs fans. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm like, wait, you disagree? He said, I'm disagreeing with the little bit part. There you go. Yeah, for you, babe. I mean, you got it, right? Bills backers of Kansas City. You're out there. You know. I get it. Let's go to Craven in Buffalo. Ooh, disagreeing about Mike McDaniel. What do you got, Craven?
So, Sal, I'm listening to you.
Yep.
And I disagree with the David Weber with Mike McDaniel. You're talking about having a better quarterback in Mike McDaniel's system who is more built to run with a quarterback that can, you know, be 100 times better than Tua for when the play breaks down and he can get out the pocket, things that Tua doesn't seem to, you know, be able to do on a consistent basis. And then you got the running game with James Cook, so you wouldn't even have to change the system. Plus, he would have you get more speed in our offense.
He would have to change the system. He would run his system, and that's not the same system. Look at what the... Hold on. You just said you wouldn't have to change the system. He would. He would run his system. And his system is not built on... If you want to hire an offensive coordinator because of plays breaking down by the quarterback, that's a hard pass from me. Like, the whole thing with Tua is it's a timing offense. It's a rhythm offense. Like, that's what his system is.
Right.
I don't want that with John. I don't need that. Look at Craven. It doesn't matter. I disagree. I'm not telling you he wouldn't be a good offensive coordinator. Maybe he would. Maybe he'd be the best one ever for Josh Allen. I just don't think that's the right fit with this quarterback compared to what his system is. If you put you look at the 49ers and what they do, they churn these have these system quarterbacks like Brock Purdy. Mac Jones comes in and runs it. They don't rely on these. It's not quarterback centric is my point. I want a guy and a coordinator that makes it more quarterback centric if that's the case.
Yeah, but if you get quarterback centric, what do you think McDermott wants? He wants run first and then pass. Run to set up the pass.
So then you're telling me it wouldn't matter.
It would matter with the fact that McDaniels is a run first coordinator.
Correct.
He's a run first coordinator, but he has more speed. And you got Allen with a better arm than Tua. And when the plays break down, you know.
But he runs it on. He's a timing system. It's not the same thing. I disagree with you, Craven. Thanks for the phone call. I wouldn't think he'd be the best option for the Bills. But, guys, we're talking about something. Why are we talking about changing a coordinator? Why are we talking about things that might happen in January right now, other than maybe these two teams matching up in the playoffs? All right, because someone brought it up. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. We got Sean McDermott about 11:15. Coming back after this timeout, I did something I'm very excited about. I'm also kind of dreading. I'll explain that when I come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on W. I used to do like a bit of a Thriller dance when I was a kid because Michael Jackson, this song came out when I was at that age where like middle school, you know, He was the, I mean, he still is, but, you know, he was...
Like the icon.
The icon. That's right. That's right. Thank you for the word I'm looking for here. Right? So, yeah. Still, that resonates. That holds. No doubt. I am going to ask Sean McDermott, if someone asked you for a good recommendation on a scary movie on Halloween, what would be your best recommendation?
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you guys, if someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie on Halloween, okay? If someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie for Halloween, what would be your call? I'm going to ask this to Sean McDermott, Owen. What would you say? What would you say?
I like Midsommar a lot. It's a horror movie from a few years ago. It's really, it's freaky, psychological.
What's
horror.
It called?
Midsommar, Midsommar.
Okay.
Think. It's a good one. It's freaky. It's a psychological sort of horror movie. I liked it a lot. Not a huge scary movie guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
So, because you get too scared? Or
I get,
like kinda,
I get yeah. real freaked out.
What is that movie? Is that the one that got you?
It
got you?
It got me good. It got me freaked out, but there's not as much like jump scare stuff in that one,
okay.
Which is really what I kind of struggle with. I just can't handle like the loud flashing screen thing.
Okay.
It just really gets me freaked out. But yeah, I loved Midsommar a lot. There's a couple of, I'm blanking on the name of
it. I'm going to give you mine that got me. What about you?
I'm not the biggest scary movie guy either. I like a conglomeration of a bunch of just Halloween theme movies. You
okay.
know? Like I don't even know. Like from when I was a kid, there was one Monster House. It is animated,
yeah.
but it's like a house that comes alive and like.
Okay, I'm like, wait a minute. Like that Monsters Inc. or Monsters U. Right? I'm like, wait, you got
no.
scared by that? No, that was
no. Coraline's another one.
Coraline's great.
Where there's like an alternative dimension. She yeah. like gets stuck
okay.
in.
Yeah.
all that stuff.
When I was a real little kid, the movie Phantasm scared the crap out of me. But yeah. Then I look back and like, why was I scared about that? I was a kid. If I was to recommend a movie, I still go with Halloween. I think Halloween is the best movie to watch on Halloween. It's amazing.
It is good.
The one that got me, though, and people are like, what? And some people are like, oh, yeah, I get it. Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Oh,
Blair Witch Project scared the bejesus out of me watching it.
I think I got
it.
30 seconds
oh,
into
my
that
God.
Thing, and I was out.
Have you watched it?
I'd steer clear of, like, super, super, like, scary movies like
it's
that.
It's like, it's shot in the first person, right? The person with the camera.
It's like a found film
Yeah, it's
thing.
Like, oh,
yeah.
We found this film, and this is years later. We're showing it to you now.
Terrifying.
I cannot handle that.
Terrible.
Dude.
Anything first person in horror is always just no go.
That's not the same thing with, what do they call the Paranormal Activity, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
All those.
That,
like,
I remember I was a child.
Oh my God.
I don't know how old I was. Oh, man. This is a legit. Like, I must have been less than 8. And I was at my cousin's house for a birthday party. And she loved scary movies as a kid. So we had one of those movies on, Paranormal Activity. And I remember as a little kid watching 20 seconds of something. And I'm not joking. I couldn't go to sleep without being all the way under the covers for the next 6 years of my life.
Which one was that? Paranormal?
It was Paranormal Activity.
Number one?
It legit got me
to where
I was like shaking every night for like years and years.
I've never, my son's 11. I don't think he's watched a scary movie yet. I don't think so. And I don't think he plans to. Like no, he doesn't asking me to, but I'd have to make that call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of that.
I've always, the one that I could get away with that was like scary in quotes, but I could see through was Friday the 13th, like the original one.
See, those are scary, but those are more horror, like the slasher films, right?
Right.
But you're right. Yeah. Those are definitely scary movies. I go way back to like the Exorcist, Poltergeist, like those are the classics, right? That you, if you want to recommend and watch something. But still, hey man, Halloween, the original, folks, the original. Jamie Lee Curtis, amazing. Put her on the big stage, right? She's incredible. But that would be the one. I'm going to ask Sean McDermott today. And I bet you he goes with a classic.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. My guess is he goes with one of the classics. All right? Because he just seems like that kind of guy.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think he has much time to watch newer scary movies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's a classy guy. He's not going
to. If he comes on and goes Scream 7, I'm going to be like, what?
Right. Whoa.
Yeah. I accidentally saw that once in the movies.
You did?
My parents took us to a movie. We were supposed to go see some kids' movie. All of a sudden, we see family friends, two of my friends' parents there, and they're like, you know, this is the theater for Scream 7.
Oh, my God.
We were about to go.
Man.
Yeah, we were about to be in trouble.
I at one point, this is how bad I am with scary movies. At one point, I was a huge Spider-Man fan. I went to go see Spider-Man 3, and Venom freaked me out so bad, I left the theater.
Wow.
That's how timid I am about scary movies. I had to leave Spider-Man 3. That's for real.
Yeah, that you're a little soft there.
I would soft as Charmin. It's a thing.
803-0550 is the number to call. So the Bills play the Chiefs on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. I did a radio spot in Kansas City, a couple of them this week. Today, we had Josh Klingler on our Odyssey It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, me and Matt Bove. Now, Josh is the sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs on their radio network, so he's me in Kansas City. And we had a good discussion about how this game, like, you could make an argument. It's a big regular season game. There's more at stake in the standings for these teams than what we've seen in the past. Maybe not because of the one seed, but simply because of the playoffs. So if you kind of look at the playoffs and go the playoff picture, and go, the Bills have the Patriots above them, the Chiefs have the Broncos and Chargers above them, it gets a little bit, okay, you lose this game, you're more space. Like, you got to get a wild card. There's only three of those available, right? You win this game, you're back right in the mix for the division title, as you would have been, and even for the one seed. Pretty interesting, I think. Curtis in Niagara Falls, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Mostly, I was want to talk about the scary movies. Like I was telling the screener, I like the second Jeepers Creepers better than the first one. That one was a good one. But I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Darkness Falls.
I've heard this is a good movie. I've not seen it.
Yes. Yeah, I think recently they made, like, one of the streaming services have a series. I watched 15 minutes of it, but check out Darkness Falls.
Okay, you know, Jeremy White says his one was Event Horizon, maybe, I think that was one he said.
Yeah, that was a submarine that was in the water or something.
Yeah, I think that's the one he always said that scared him. Yeah, and I don't want to speak for him, but I remember him saying that, and I wanted to always go back and watch that, too.
Yes, good movie. That was a good one.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. All appreciate right, you. Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bill in Lancaster. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I'm calling about a possible trade. You know, the Bills are always want to run the ball. What if they went after Breece Hall instead of somebody like Kansas City getting them?
What would that do for them? They have James Cook.
Well, I understand. We're worried about him staying healthy all year. They don't want to overuse him.
I don't think they're worried about him staying healthy all year. They're giving him the ball a ton. I mean, if they were worried about that, they'd back off. I love Breece Hall as a player. I get the theory of keep him away from a rival, but he does nothing for me. I'm not giving up assets and what it would cost to get Breece Hall to be on the field for 20% of the snaps or even 40%. I need James Cook being James Cook.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you got it. No, I wouldn't advocate that at all. I mean, I love Breece Hall as a player. He does nothing for me on the Buffalo Bills right now. I mean, someone tweeted me a couple weeks ago about how Brandon Bean missed the boat on not drafting Breshard Smith of the Chiefs. I'm like, well, what's he going to do? Like, you have James Cook. Yeah, Breshard Smith could play and split out and help you out as a extra weapon, but he's not a receiver. He's a running back. And they have James Cook. I don't agree with that at all. All right, so I'm an iPhone guy, okay? So, you know, I know, sorry, all you Samsung, Google, I get it. I'm just letting you know, I'm an iPhone guy. And I just yesterday purchased the iPhone 17 Pro Max. It's amazing. It's awesome, I think. You know why I say I think? I haven't done all the things I need to do to integrate and get all these apps over. And I'm going on these apps and I got to re-sign in. I got to remember passwords. I got to figure this damn phone out now.
That's the worst.
I love the fact that I got this phone. I am dreading doing all of this over the next months. What? I got to do all this now. I go in yesterday. I go to get my work email. I'm like, I can't even log in. I had to come in. And thankfully, this is not a bad thing. I texted engineering. They're like, yeah, you got to bring it in. We got to get rid of your old phone. Put your new phone on there. It's all security measures. I'm like, oh, my God. I couldn't look at my work email last night. I log in to get some scores on an app that I use. Got to re-log in on that. I don't even remember my credentials. I need something to remember all the different passwords I have. What's your password? I don't know. It's like literally, you know how you press a button and they autofill passwords? I mean, because of that, I don't remember passwords. And some of them you can't autofill.
Right. I have a problem where my passwords are so similar that I just get them all confused or they're all the same. So I have one security breach I'm pretty much done for. Like, that's my issue.
Yeah. Well, I have, so I got the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I'm super excited about it for a lot of reasons. I went from the 13 to the 17. I had the 13 for a few years. To the 17, really cool. But now I am dreading having to go through all of these like apps and figure it out. It's super cool. You learn things that you had no idea your phone can do, right? These phones, when they say smart, they're brilliant. These phones are brilliant. And the AI these days, these Apple intelligence and artificial intelligence and all that kind of stuff that goes along and ChatGPT and everything we have that goes along with this stuff, it's great. It really is. And you can use it to your advantage. It can also be terrible, right? For the things that it can do. But for me, like, I am fine with doing all this stuff. It's the fact of learning how to do it. The fact of moving stuff over. I got apps here. I'm like, oh, let me see that. Oh, I got to log back in. I don't even know my damn password. How am I supposed to do that? I got to reintegrate this to that and what matches up with this or that. Although I actually do like the USB-C now. It's got USB-C. I don't have to do that fire anymore. I can get rid of, like, 20 cords in my house.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Right?
Changing to that, and it charges faster.
Yeah.
And it's the same cord as my laptop, because I have an Apple laptop, too, so now it just kind of switches over.
Okay, so I'm happy about that. But anyway, I did get it, the iPhone 17, and then I'm like, man, I got to do all these different apps. And then you realize, I have a million apps, and I got to get rid of half of them. Like, I literally have an app on my phone about dog-friendly hotels, because one time I wanted to take we were going on vacation. My wife's like, why do you even have that app? I'm like, I downloaded it 5 years ago for a vacation. Well, you don't need it anymore. Now, we do have a dog, by the way. We just got a new dog. His name is Bernie. Hi, Bernie, if he's listening. But I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I have apps on here that I have no idea what they're used for or why I downloaded them in the first place, to be quite honest with you. I'm even looking at some like, what is that? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. And then you have now, Joe, when you were in school, did your parents have apps to check on your grades?
Yeah, yeah. Called okay. One was like Infinite Campus. I had access.
Infinite Campus, yes.
And then they had access.
Okay, me too. And I have another one called Parent Connect. I have another one called Class Dojo. This is the worst thing ever for kids because parents know every little detail. When I was a kid, if I missed an assignment, my mom and dad didn't know about it until like maybe someone wrote a note home or they got the grade in the mail, right?
You had some time to think about an alibi or something. Now,
right.
Now it's instant.
Now it's like, I feel bad for Max. He comes home, I'm like, dude, what's up with this missing assignment here? And he's like, Dad, that she just hasn't put it in yet. I'm like, I don't know if that's true. And then I like contact the teacher. Yeah, I haven't put the grades in yet. Oh, okay. I feel bad, man. I really do. But hey, you know, it's the way of the world now. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Bills Chiefs Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Give me a call. 803-0550. I saw this in the theater when it came out when I was young.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You still go to the movies? People still go to the movies a lot? I mean, it's one thing I've thought about lately. I'm like, you know, I haven't gone to the theater in a long time.
It's one thing I still love to do. See a movie when it first come out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of, the last one I saw there was Superman, the new one
okay.
that came out. So,
you ever go alone to the movies?
I have a couple times, and it might be one of the more peaceful things
yes,
I think I've ever done.
I agree. So, true story. When I met my wife, I was down in Florida, and I was going back to the University of South Florida to become a teacher at the time. She was in my classes. We became friends. We were talking. She's like, what'd you do last night? I'm like, I went to the movies. She goes, who'd you go with? I go, nobody. She looked at me like I was an alien. She's like, what do you mean you didn't go to the movies with anybody? I'm like, I went by myself. Well, did someone bail on you? No, I like to go to the movies by myself. She's like, that's really odd. I would never do something like that. I'm like, no, it's pretty cool, actually. You can go and nobody's interrupting you. Nobody's distracting you. You have free time to yourself. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
She just thought about it. She's like, wow, it's pretty cool. So then she tells people years later, you know, that kind of made me think, yeah, Sal, all right, I got it. Like, that appealed to her that I would confident enough to do something like that, right?
Right.
So there you go. Going to the movies by myself. Got to help me get that little check, that box there.
There we go. Yeah, I've done it here. Like in between shifts, if I have a split shift, I'll just go to an afternoon
really?
Showing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's
because no one's there also at like noon.
That's true. That's the other part about it. Like, who goes to the movies? There's not many people there anymore, right?
Right. Yeah. I had nothing better to do with my time and there was a new movie out. Why not?
I mean, everything now is just like, oh, direct to streaming and get it on. I mean, it's so easy to do all these things, right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, I saw the movie Ghostbusters in the theater when I was a kid, back when people went to the movies a lot more often and you couldn't, you know, just get it on streaming services for $25 a week later or something like that.
Is that a Halloween movie, would you say? I feel like it's associated with the holiday because everyone's kind of playing it, but I don't think I would call
it
that.
I wouldn't call it that. It's like, that's like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Right.
Right?
Similar, yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. All right, here's what we're going to do. Bills head coach Sean McDermott scheduled to join us at about 11:15. So we'll have him right around that time. Could be a little bit earlier, could be a little bit later. So we'll break here now, and then we'll get a feel for when the Bills head coach will join me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. McDermott on the injury report. If anybody is declared out at this time, we have a few players we are eyeing right now and keeping our antennas up about. So he'll answer those questions as we head towards Bills Chiefs Sunday at 4:25 p.m. We are also going to hear from Patrick Hammer today, 11:30. Weather check for Sunday for those of you going to the game and tailgating a 4:25 p.m. start. We'll see what that looks like. And, of course, your phone calls, 803-0550. When we come back, we'll also take a look around the NFL for week number 9. All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. We are having some fun with Halloween today. Hope you're enjoying your Halloween. By the way, just a public service announcement for you. Just be careful on the roads tonight, of course, right? Just you're going to see a lot of kids out there trick-or-treating. I know I don't have to tell people that. I hope I don't have to. But, you know, the weather's not going to be the best tonight. And, you know, people are going to be out there with their bags and their costumes. And sometimes those costumes are a little bigger and not going to be able to see everything going on. Hopefully they can, but you just got to be more aware. Please do that. All right. Whether it's later this afternoon, early this evening, tonight, just be aware that that's happening tonight. All right. I always want to make sure I get that out there and keep it in your brain today. Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here in just a little while on the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show. We will have an injury update from him. But speaking of injuries, we have kind of a little bit of a breaking NFL news here. And this is just really terrible to hear for Travis Hunter. Might not be able to return this season. Okay, this is the report coming from Hayes Carlton, a Jags reporter for 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Non-contact knee injury in practice yesterday.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Travis Hunter, a non-contact knee injury yesterday in practice.
Oh, that's just non-contact and knee. You just immediately your mind just goes to the worst place. But
I'm gonna just take a look. I hope I'm not getting like. I just want to make sure I do have this. Oh, yep, there it is. Adam Schefter now reporting he's going on IR.
Oh no.
The other byproduct of this is, I think this makes Brian Thomas Jr. a much less viable trade option for any team, right? Brian Thomas Jr. just became a really, really important piece of their offense. Not that he wasn't already, but there was a lot of talk about, you know, his reduced role or what's happening there with him and him being a trade option and target. I don't think that's happening now.
No, absolutely not. They need everybody they can get there. I just don't. Non-contact knee injury in practice, like I said, your mind just goes to the, from the non-contact injuries we've seen just this season alone.
Yeah.
It's not a good spot.
And I know people have talked a lot about the Bills having some, you know, practice injuries this year. I mean, these things happen around the league, right? You get sometimes, you know, you're practicing football and you can get bumped into, you can get stepped on like at Oliver, you could have a calf injury, you could have a knee injury. And that's what happened. Remember Max Harrison, thankfully, was able to come back, but that was a non-contact knee sprain he had during training camp.
Right.
Right. Doing a drill.
You never know.
So once again, the breaking news here. Travis Hunter, non-contact knee injury in yesterday's Jaguars practice. He will go on injured reserve. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We will get Sean McDermott on here in just a little while, and we will talk Buffalo Bills injuries. And a look ahead to the Kansas City Chiefs, a game that a lot of you say, okay, twice a year, you know they're playing this team, and people talk about, do they hold things back? I don't think so. I don't think you hold anything back in this game. That's, to me, a misnomer. Like, what you do, though, is you gain information for the next time you play them. It's no different than, I think, a division game a lot of times, which is, how are you going to play us? Like, the Bills played against a Jets staff this year that was brand new. Okay, how are they playing us now? Let's file that away for later, right? Same thing with the Dolphins, which they'll get in a couple of weeks. Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, they started week 8 last night against the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday Night Football, and the game kind of went the way I think a lot of people expected, to be quite honest with you. Ravens win 28-6. Dolphins got off to a nice start. They moved the ball right down the field, but then they had self-inflicted wounds with penalties. They had a turnover a little bit after that. 3-0 they're up, but then after that, it was pretty much all Baltimore Ravens and all Lamar Jackson. 4 touchdown passes. 204 yards passing. Derrick Henry, 119 yards rushing. He was back in the groove. I don't think it's a coincidence that Derrick Henry is a little better with Lamar Jackson on the field in that threat. 119, 6.3 yard per carry average against the Dolphins defense somehow last week, which held Bijan down, and then now got run on again. The Bills will play the Dolphins in 10 days. Dolphins have 9 from now. Dolphins have a little time to prepare for them. Let's get to your 1 o'clock slate. Bears at Bengals. Boy, the Bengals with a devastating loss last week, the way that everything went with them and the New York Jets, and losing that game 39-38. Now the Bears come in with Caleb Williams. They were on a 4-game winning streak. They lose at the Ravens 30-16, trying to get back into the win column. Bengals 3-5. Look, the AFC North is there. The AFC North is there. Look at the standings now. After last night's win by the Ravens, you got the Steelers at 4-3, and then the Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens both at 3-5, just a game and a half back. I mean, heck, even Cleveland's 2-6. I know it sounds a lot. It sounds a lot, but it's not. Especially looking at the Steelers schedule, which we'll get to. Vikings at Lions. Go ahead.
No, it's crazy how much that division's still open. You were even alluding to it yesterday. You almost wanted Miami to win that game last
night. Yes, yes.
Because then the Ravens are less of a factor going 100%. Forward. But
I think it would have been better for the Bills if the Ravens had lost last night.
100%.
Let Miami win, and they're not really a threat to the division right now. They could be feeling themselves a little bit and confident going into that Bills game, but they're so far back. You worry about – I think the boogeyman is the Ravens getting healthy and in the playoffs, right? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you playing them again. Vikings at Lions. So I'm still in this loser pool for Paul Hamilton where you pick one team to lose every week. And it's already been eight teams down. I'm going to take the Vikings to lose this week, I think. That's my team because I don't have a lot of options. There's other bye teams on bye weeks. But I think that's safe, right? Lions should take care of the Vikings. Is J.J. McCarthy going back in?
I'm not 100% sure if McCarthy right? is, but I do know Wentz is on his reserve
now. I think it's McCarthy. So Lions host the Vikings. Excuse me. Lions are 5-2 after a big win over the Buccaneers the last time they played 2 weeks ago. They had a bye week. 24-9 they won that game. And I remember a couple weeks ago they played the Chiefs as well in a night game on Sunday Night Football and lost. Vikings at 3-4. They're trying to get back on track after two straight losses to the Eagles and Chargers, and they have a tough schedule. Lions, Ravens, then it's Bears, Packers, Seahawks. Not looking great for the Vikings this year. Panthers, the team the Bills just played last week, they go to Green Bay. They are taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Hmm.
Panthers at 4-4. Packers 5-1-1 right now. The Green Bay Packers are the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're playing
over Philly.
They're playing well, but I still think the NFC is kind of open. I think
yeah, I agree.
Anything can happen.
I don't think there's no dominant team in the NFC. I think the best team in the NFC is still the Eagles or maybe the Bucs. The Bucs might be the best team in the NFC.
The Bucs are really frisky.
But they got crushed by the Lions 2 weeks ago.
They did. Yeah.
Right? I agree. I think, the NFC is, there's no dominant team. The teams at the top are the teams at the top, but they're, how do you decipher between them, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
This is a really interesting AFC game, Broncos at Texans. This is a 1 o'clock game, okay? The Texans have a really good defense, by the way. Here are their scores they've allowed this year. Now, they did allow 27 in one game a couple weeks ago against the Seahawks. Other than that, 15, 10, 0, 17, 20, 14. They're a very, very good defense. They've had problems scoring at times, but they've been a lot more hot lately. Suddenly, C.J. Stroud coming to life. 26 points, 44 points. They lose with 19, 26 against a good San Francisco defense last week. And now they get a Denver Broncos team that's won 5 in a row, goes to Houston after scoring 77 points over the last 2 weeks. But they've also given up more points than you think. Against the Giants, 32. Against the Cowboys, 24. I think this is a really interesting AFC game. Do you want the Broncos to win to keep ahead of the Chiefs? Or do you want the Texans to win to knock the Broncos down a peg because the Bills have a less record than them?
Ooh.
Tough one, right?
It's a dilemma. It really is. I'm almost kind of rooting for the AFC West to just stay dominant.
Oh, without Kansas City.
Without Kansas City. Keep them down.
I know. Bills are at the Texans later this year on a Thursday night game the week before Thanksgiving. So here's one we all know who everybody in Western New York should be rooting for, at least Bills fans in Western New York. Falcons at Patriots, Sunday at 1 p.m. We're going to know the result of this game before the Bills kick off. Will the Patriots go to 7-2, putting even more pressure on the Bills to win against the Chiefs? Will the Falcons pull an upset with now? It looks like I think Michael Penix is playing. We'll check on that. Looks like Drake London should be good to go. We'll see, though. They're still kind of operating in a wait-and-see mode there for some things. Falcons at Patriots. Falcons, they're just so hot and cold, and they've been real cold lately. Two back-to-back losses, only scoring 10 points each after beating the Bills 24-14. I still can't believe the Bills lost that game. Patriots, Drake May has been unbelievable lately. He is one of the front runners, one of them, with Josh Allen, with Patrick Mahomes, for league MVP right now, and they are scoring at a high clip. He's playing great. They have the Falcons, then they have the Bucks, then they have the Jets and Bengals and Giants, so if you're going to get some losses for the Patriots at all, it's got to come soon, I think, here in these 2 weeks. And I do give the Falcons a chance. The Patriots are probably going to win this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons. I mean, the Browns gave for a half, they gave the Patriots a run for their money. 49ers at the Giants. You know, I think at this point, we're just wondering, like, how long does Brian Daboll last? Meaning, like, is he the coach at the end of this year going into next year? And he probably needs some wins to kind of secure that, save that, help that cause, because Jackson Dart has looked good, and that's real good for him. But they've had some tough losses lately. The Eagles just dominated them, really, but the Broncos, that fourth quarter, they allowed to happen. Now they get the Niners. They still have the Bears, Packers, and Lions, and Patriots on deck. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. They have a tough schedule. On the other hand, the Niners, a team that's 5-3, still alive. You know, this is not a team that's kind of rotating wins and losses as the season goes on. Let's see where they are in the... Let me see that. I haven't looked at the NFC West standings lately. I mean, look, they're a half game out. 5-2, 5-2 for Seattle and L.A., respectively. 5-3 for the 49ers. So, 49ers right now, they've gone last five games. Lose, win, lose, win, lose, win. So I guess they'd beat the Giants in this one, which I would expect, I think. Oh, well, Giants can win. All right. Colts, Steelers. What are we thinking here? Rooting for the Steelers? I hate doing that.
I hate doing it too.
But you got to with the Ravens where they are.
Yeah. You want
And the Colts, you want them to get some losses here if the Bills are to chase the one seed in any capacity, right?
Yeah.
Now I will say the Colts have a tougher schedule coming up. They have the fourth toughest schedule in the league the remainder of the way. Doesn't have to be this game. They get Steelers, Falcons, Chiefs, Texans, Jags, Seahawks. I mean, like,
oh wow, yeah.
They might get some losses along the way.
They might string together a few, and they probably will see a little bit of a regression from them at some point, hopefully for this standing stake. But honestly, the Steelers' defense is so brutal.
Yes,
I just worry Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones are going to be able to slice and dice this entire thing.
But isn't this the type of game that Mike Tomlin's Steelers win? Isn't this the type of game they win?
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody's like, yeah, what are they this year? Ah, defense stinks, high price. Here come the Colts at 7-1 rolling along. Yeah, boom, they win 14-10.
You're right. Right? That is a classic Tomlin win.
It's a classic Tomlin win, that's right. All right, wrapping up your 1 p.m. slate, Chargers at Titans. I don't give the Titans much of a chance here. They are on track maybe again for back-to-back years, the number one pick. Certainly very high. It would be nice if they won, but again, let's go back to what Joe said earlier. Maybe you want the Chargers and Broncos to keep winning here to keep the Chiefs down as much as possible, right? And you don't know how it plays out at the end of the year. There is the alternate argument of, well, you don't want the Chiefs or the Ravens as a wild card because then you might play them early in the playoffs. So maybe you want them to win a division. I don't know. It's just the NFL's crazy, and it's great like that. I love the fact that the NFL is like that. By the way, in case you're tuning in and waiting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, we will have him at some point here in this half hour. So keep your radio tuned in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. In fact, let's do this. Let's take a timeout. That way we have a little more time with Bills head coach Sean McDermott when he comes our way shortly after this break on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline right now on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Good morning, coach. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning and happy Halloween to you, to everyone out there. Should make for a fun night here.
No doubt. No doubt. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house?
It's a great question. You'd have to ask my family, my wife, because I'm not usually home for Halloween. But it you know, I'm hoping to get home tonight for some of the kids that come around. And yeah, we've gotten some. I know that. I that's what I hear at least. But I'm looking forward to getting some at our house tonight.
So well, I guess the answer is my next question, which you wouldn't know. Like I walked in today here at our Odyssey Studios. Somebody who works at WBEN actually was dressed up as you, and I'm like, wait a minute, do people go to Sean's house dressed up as him? Like, did your wife say we had 10 people dressed as you tonight?
I've not heard that, but okay. I have heard the stories of. It's interesting, you know, some adults like myself have done that, and then I hear some young kids do the same. Yeah. So. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you should for sure. All right, the most important question on Halloween. Here we go. Let's get to the good stuff, Sean. If someone asked Sean McDermott to recommend a good scary movie on Halloween night, what is your go-to good scary movie to recommend?
Well, there's a few of them. I mean, growing up, you know, you remember some of those big-time movies where you didn't really want to go to bed after watching it, but... You know, the one that I kind of that stands out to me is the music video of Thriller, and that was kind of a movie back in the day when it came out. Although it was only 5 minutes or so, but a pretty cool video back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, and then I do want to get to a couple of things about this week before we get to the Chiefs game and the injury report, of course, which we have a few guys we're monitoring. I want to ask you about James Cook being named AFC Offensive Player of the Week and just the season that he's put together, Sean. I remember. You know, really his second year when you said, you know, this guy's really starting to, you know, he's kind of really upped what he did his rookie year as far as, you know, like understanding his role and how to practice and practice habits and things like that. It seems like he's taking it even to another level in the season he's having.
No, he has, and it started. I mean, it really jumped last year, and then if you were at our practices, you know, the full part of our practices last week, he was doing the same thing. I mean, when he got the ball in his hands, he was going the distance each rep, and then of course, you know, you got to get somebody else in there for the next rep. But what happened then in the game was a result of his habits and the execution during the week in practice.
The other announcement that the franchise made this week is a return to St. John Fisher. We get the announcement here during the middle of a football season that you guys are going back for three more years. How do you like the sound of that, and what has Fisher meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to have training camp. It's a, you know, one of those special places, I think, around colleges, college campuses in our country, with just a real quaint environment, great people, great fan base of ours up there, and it's good that we can get up there and go back again for the next couple of years.
All right, Coach, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Several names on the list. I'll ask you about specifically, if you don't tell us if they're not going to play, but do you have anybody that you're ruling out right now for the game on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got a few. So DQ, Daquan Jones will not play. Josh Palmer will not play. And then Shaq Thompson, all three of those guys will be out.
Did Shaq Thompson, was that an injury that happened during the week at practice? You said on Wednesday he would be a vet rest day, and then it showed up as hamstring. Is that something that happened during the week?
Yeah, well, you know what? It kind of, I think, was lingering a little bit, thought it would had gone yeah. away, and then it kind of resurfaced a little bit at the start of practice there. So it's kind of something that it just kind of, it sounds like it didn't quite go away the way we thought it had.
What are we looking at for today, Coach, with a guy like Matt Prater, who's been limited for a couple of days with the right calf?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think he's going to be fine. Never want to, you know, say that there's a guarantee with that, but I think he's heading in the right direction. We'll just take it through the rest of the day today and see how he does.
And then, of course, with Shaq down, that means Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano being full participants is encouraging. What can you tell us about their week right now?
Well, they should be full. Both of those guys should be full.
Okay, that is the injury report from Sean McDermott against the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean, a quick update on Tyler Bass. We know we saw Max Harrison come back from injured reserve last week, and now with Prater popping up, we've been asked a few times about Tyler Bass, and I figured I'd give you a chance to give an update on him.
No, he's doing a good job. You know, he's a true pro. He's working hard, somewhat behind the scenes, but he's around the team as much as he can be, and you know, he's continuing to work on things and getting himself ready to go here.
And then Gabe Davis returned this week, Coach. Obviously, he's on the practice squad right now, so we don't get him on the actual injury report. But what do you think about how he's been integrated back in, both physically and as far as, you know, chemistry?
Right. He practiced yesterday. I thought he looked good. You know, did some good things. He won't practice today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
More than likely, a little bit of inflammation from yesterday's practice, coming off the yesterday's practice there. So he'll be out today, and we'll see where he goes from there.
Okay, Max Harrison, I just mentioned him. You know, first game, first NFL action. You went back, you watched the film, you see how he reacted to everything. What did you think from the first-year cornerback?
Yeah, good first step. You know, again, managing expectations, good first step. I think it's important that he continues to do that, and we continue to do that as we look to move forward. And, you know, again, it's, you know, the NFL, you know, it's a one day at a time, one game at a time, and 1 week at a time. So that mindset is important for him and then for all of us here.
Similarly, but different because they're veterans. Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, they've been chomping at the bid to get back out there. And of course, you know, they both do some really nice things in that first game. Hoyt with a sack and a half. What did you think about their first game in a Buffalo Bills uniform and how everything kind of fell for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, people want to put them into a kind of the same category. You know, they're different. They're different, right? They're both on their own journeys, and you know, I think Michael's name got mentioned quite a bit, and Larry did some good things, and now it's about, hey, how can we turn the page and continue to get better in game two here?
And then, of course, game two, game number nine or eight, I should say, week number nine against the Kansas City Chiefs, a familiar opponent, obviously, for you guys. So much talk about how much you've seen these guys over the years. And it's not just the players, the coaches. I mean, it's such a consistent coaching staff on both sides of the ball. Do you take the first game, if you play somebody and you just kind of gather as much information as you can, if that's the case in a division game, but you can't count on playing them again? You never know what it's going to be, right? I mean, so what is the matchup like? You just go through your same routine? People wonder, I guess, Coach, I'll say it this way. People wonder if you hold things back when it comes time to doing things like this. That wouldn't be the case, or is it something you do?
Well, I think anything and everything is on the table. So, you know, we've both had a tremendous amount of success, and, you know, that's kind of what's happened. And with that, we've played each other more than once each year over the last couple of years in particular. And so, you know, you do focus on one game at a time, though, like anything else, and you try and stay as consistent as you can be and in your normal process. So it's an opportunity we're looking forward to. I know our fan base is as well, and we're looking forward to Sunday afternoon there.
And of course, all that speed and athleticism they bring on offense, is that something you notice right away when you pop on the film with this offense and what they can do to you, spread you out sideline to sideline and go deep as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, very, very similar to the Miami Dolphins offense and the amount of speed, track athletes, you know, just from the speed degree that they have, it's quite unique to watch, and so, and they do a great job scheming and knowing what you're going to do defensively, and of course with what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and everything. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And then of course on the other side of the ball, and I know Deion Dawkins has a lot of respect for Chris Jones like everybody does, but I love watching him talk about him, and you know, we've seen the interactions with those guys, and the respect that Chris Jones has around the league is pretty incredible. An elite player like that you have to be very aware of, but he's not the only guy on that side of the ball. They have a lot of different guys you have to be aware of, I'm sure.
No, they do. I mean, Chris Jones is a once in a lifetime player. Karlaftis is really, really good, and you know, the player McDuffie, and you know, they put together a talented roster, and so we've got to be aware of all the where those guys are and make sure that we are communicating well on our side of the ball offensively in this case, so we know where we want to go with things and how we want to go about doing things.
4:25 p.m. game on Sunday. I want to make everybody aware. It is the salute to service game. I know there's a presentation and a lot of things going on around the stadium and inside the stadium. So salute to service game on Sunday, Coach, of course, and that's always meaningful for the Buffalo Bills, but also meaningful to be back home at Highmark Stadium for the first time in quite a while with these fans giving you guys a boost.
Well, it is. And let me first say thank you for all the military people who have given so much of their time and energy and sacrifice in so many ways, their families included. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and certainly us as an organization as well. So we'll start there, but also great to have an opportunity to be around our fans at Highmark Stadium, as you said. And like always, it's a great environment. Can't wait to get back into it.
All right, you got it, Coach. Thanks a lot. I know you got a lot to do today, so good luck on Sunday. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Seth.
All right, you got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. You heard the injury report. No Daquan Jones, no Josh Palmer, no Shaq Thompson. Also, no practice today for Gabe Davis after some inflammation, he said, after yesterday's practice, after getting back in the swing of things this week. I would think that would trend towards maybe him not being elevated tomorrow. At 4 p.m. is the deadline, right? You kind of get that sense, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Saying something like that.
You feel,
I mean,
it a little
there's
bit.
No guarantee. They might back off and go, we still want you to play Sunday, but especially with Palmer out.
We do have some breaking news around the league.
Oh, what is going on?
Chris Greer has been let go by the Miami Dolphins. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
No longer the general manager.
The brother of Mike Greer, who used to play for the Buffalo Sabres.
Right, yeah.
Chris Greer. I'm going to repost this here. This is Ian Rappaport reporting it, as others. So, the next time the Bills play the Dolphins will have a new GM, most likely someone with an interim tag. All right. 803-0550. Is the number to call. Okay, here's one from Jamie. I want to get to this. This is getting connected with our fans because this happens a lot. Thank you, Jamie, at Sal Sports. He said, Jamie, he or she, and I apologize, but oh, this is funny. Jamie, and then the tag on the tweet is Curtis. So like Jamie Lee Curtis, we were talking about Halloween. ESPN reporting yesterday, Jamie writes, that the Bills supposedly sent a trade offer to Buda Baker. I don't know if they reported there was a trade offer made. I think it was something that they should do, right? Wasn't it more of an opinion piece?
It was more of an opinion
Jamie,
piece.
I think, Jamie, that was an opinion piece. Not an actual, but I could be wrong. I didn't read it. I didn't read the whole thing. It started off as like a, here's trades that could be made.
I think that's what it was, because Jeremy and Joe kind of went through it too.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything like actually reported or anything like that. It was more of an opinion piece.
Okay. 803-0550 is the number to call. That's where Patrick Hammer joined me. Actually, he's got a special bat signal Pat calls in, just like Sean McDermott does. And he joins me on the Western Hotline right now to talk about the weather for Sunday's game. Good morning to you, buddy. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
And to you as well. What was Coach's scariest movie, his favorite? I didn't hear that part. Did he get to it?
He didn't have a scariest movie. He had a scariest video. It's Thriller. He's like, that was like a movie back then, right?
Do you know the musicians behind that song? You'll never believe it.
I don't.
All of the members of Toto.
Come on.
That song. I'm not kidding. Steve Luthaker, David Foster, who was more of a composer, David Paich. So if you go look, the people behind that music were deeply rooted in like 70s rock. It's so cool.
Wow, I did not know that. All right, yeah. And by the way, I remember
a little trivia.
That is you know what I love every year? This should be happening tonight, by the way. Have you ever seen the Thriller dance that goes on in New York City that they do? And where is it?
I've certainly heard about it.
Hold on, where is it? Oh, NYC. I gotta tell you exactly where it is. It is Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It's the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It is amazing. It is amazing. And they'll do it tonight in this day and age with all the videos and the drones and all that. It is fantastically made. You got to go watch it.
And think about the genesis of this was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
With this song. And who thought, oh, let's put Vincent Price in it and that'll make it even better. And it did.
New York City 51st Halloween Parade 2024. If you watch it on YouTube, you can go see last year's and every year. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's awesome. I want to ask you, though, same question I asked Sean and Owen and Joe. What's your go-to scary movie? Somebody says, give me something good to watch tonight that's going to give me a good movie that I'm going to be scared.
Okay, this was in a different genre almost, but I was so scared because I literally had no idea what was going to happen next, and it was the movie Seven. okay?
Ooh,
when
yeah.
Kaiser Soze at the very end, he's got his seventh deadly sin. You don't know what he's going to pull off. He and Brad Pitt drive off into the desert. And I literally was like, I have no idea what's coming. So in some sense, that to me made it so scary. And, you know, 30 years later, I think that movie holds up now even okay. more so than it did then.
Hold on. Kaiser Soze was in The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I'm The Usual Suspects. I'm thinking of what was the villain's name? Because I think the same.
I'm like, you just like really screwed me up. Because I'm like, wait a minute, Kaiser Soze.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. The character, the bad guy in Seven was also in that movie, Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
okay, that's
yes,
where I got
yes,
confused.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wrong name. I forget the name of the bad guy in Seven. Your listeners know who I'm talking
Kevin
about.
Kevin Spacey was Kaiser Soze, though, right?
And he was Kaiser
yes,
Soze.
Yes, okay.
I just got, in my old
you
age,
you said the
I got
character instead of the name. I get it. Okay. The character yes, from another
so
movie instead of the name.
Wrong character name, right
okay.
after.
For me, the original Halloween still...
Oh,
stands
yeah.
the test of time.
He's the original boogeyman, right? You know,
yes.
Kind of like
yes.
The clown in Poltergeist. The little kids in his room,
ooh.
And the clown in the chair, and then all of a sudden he looks behind under the bed because where does the boogeyman hide? The
okay.
boogeyman hides under your bed.
All right, so now that you said that, I'll tell you, the movie It is really scary too. And they just had
yes.
the new iteration of It or whatever you want to call it,
right.
the name of the city or whatever, but they've done a few of them, and It is a scary movie.
Very scary. And the guy that plays the clown is so talented. I mean, that was such a hard character to pull off. So very scary. The other scary movie also in the Halloween family, just because when I was a kid, Halloween 3, and you're going to go, what?
Mm.
That was the Halloween that went off script as a kid.
Is that the one that had the pumpkins on the heads?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's
I
like
hated
some
that.
Rock from Stonehenge. I know. But you didn't know what was happening. You're like, wait, where's Michael Myers? What's going on? There's a little rock from Stonehenge in the clown mask or whatever. And then the mask would turn into some freaky thing at the stroke of midnight if kids watch television. Okay.
803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. After we get the weather update from Pat Hammer for Sunday's game, 4:25 p.m., Bills and Chiefs Sunday, big one in Orchard Park. I've been monitoring this weather all week, and yesterday I had Tracy Wolfson on from CBS, and she's doing the game.
Awesome.
And we were talking, yeah. and at the end she said, hold on, I have a question for you. What's the weather on Sunday? And I said, well, we're going to have my guy Patrick Hammer on tomorrow to tell us for sure. I've been monitoring it, and at that time, this was 24 hours ago now, I said to Tracy, I said, I think we're looking at probably mid-40s to 50 and pretty good. The rain might hold off, but I'll wait for Pat. And then yesterday, last night, I went and looked at my apps that I look at, and it started to tick up a little bit on the temperature. So I'm a little bit more encouraged. Am I right to be able to do that?
Yeah, we...
Uh-oh. Pat, I'm losing you, buddy.
Perfectly in terms
wait,
of...
Wait. Start over again. You cut out for a minute.
Sorry. Okay. Sunday is looking just fine. We have rain today. We have rain coming on Monday. But in between, we're getting a Bills game in, and the weather for Sunday looks just fine. Now, despite the kind of crummy weather we have today and tonight, things are going to improve a bit tomorrow. And then come Sunday, I think it's a pretty nice day, tailgating, you know, lunchtime, whatever. The weather looks pretty good with a kind of a mix of sun and clouds. Kickoff. 425, I believe an air temperature right around 50.
Wow.
Not much wind. So this is actually going to be turned out to be a pretty darn nice afternoon and evening for football. I don't see any weather concerns. Again, your one system is leaving, one is approaching, but in between we got a ball game. So I think we're going to be okay.
You know what's funny is, do you remember a couple of years ago, it seemed like it was the best weather all week, every week, except on Sunday.
I know.
Right? Like I remember the Washington game, the Houston game, there were all these games where it's like, dude, Saturday is just gorgeous, Monday's gorgeous, Sunday sucks. This year's kind of opposite. We've had some interesting weather throughout the week, but game days have been pretty good though, to be honest with you.
They really have. Yeah, I remember it was like Halloween a couple years ago, Green Bay Packers came to town, and I think it was Sunday Night Football, and it was windy as heck and rainy, and you know, it's one of those things where the weather that led up to that game was great, but then it took a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, this season has been, and that was right around Halloween. This season, you're right.
again, I'm so glad we didn't really have a home game last week, and we don't have Monday Night Football, because that would have been lousy. This is a nice Sunday afternoon and evening for Bills football. Looks good.
All right, so tonight, trick-or-treaters coming by.
Yeah.
All around Western New York. You just said, meh, kind of crummy weather tonight. I think it was close to 80 last year, but I remember it like snowed a couple of years ago. You never know what you're getting on October 31st. So what do we got tonight for the Halloween trick-or-treaters?
2 years ago, we had flurries. Last Halloween was the warmest Halloween on record at 78. This one, we'll kind of squeeze it in between. We're going to be in the 40s. Okay, the rain should be done, all right? So for the kiddos that want to get out, I'm not really worried about rain. Let's say 3:30, 4:30 when things get going, maybe a little later. It still will be windy. It still will be cool. It's probably going to feel like it's 40 degrees with that wind out there. So not perfect. But with all the rain we had yesterday and the showers we've had this morning, that rain is going to ease back so that by this afternoon and tonight, we should be okay. It's just going to be, kind of on the windy side.
Okay. Well, we get out there. We're still going to do it, right? I mean, that's what you do. Take the kids out.
100%.
We're still going to do it out there. So, yeah, we'll be all
right. I think we're going to be fine. The older kids like mine who are on that brink of like, do I go this year? Maybe the weather turns them away. They're at that 16, 17, like, I don't know. Am I old enough? But I think for the diehards, the weather should be just fine tonight. Just a little windy.
Okay, real quick. Do I just think about Miami the same way no matter what? Like, it's going to be probably a chance of rain there next week when we go, and it's probably going to be in the 80s, and you could get rain in the game. Is that just kind of like the normal standard for Miami no matter what?
Yeah, especially this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you keep an eye to the tropics like we just had to do the last couple of days. Miami is it's one of those December doesn't, or November really doesn't see, it's probably some of the best weather down there, this time of the year. So I haven't taken too much of a peek, for next, Sunday, but I think it is Sunday, right?
Yes.
Not Monday. All right. I think the weather probably should be fine. It's pretty safe. You kind of get out of that thunderstorm, weather pattern, this time of the year. So it's looking pretty good. I'm still getting over my Kaiser Soze. I'm going to kick myself for days on messing up that movie trivia. Sorry.
It's okay. Kevin tweets in, says the killer in Seven was named John Doe, played by Kevin Spacey.
John Doe. That's right.
See?
That's right.
There you go. You have listeners here. You have listeners helping us out, helping you out here. You can feel bad about it. I make mistakes every day on the radio, okay? It's okay.
Oh.
This is what we do. Live radio, live TV. Like, people... This happened earlier today. Like, I got a buddy who DMs me and messages me, and like, I'm talking about the Chiefs and Eagles and the Super Bowl, and right away I say something like, no, that wasn't it. I'm like, dude, I know I make mistakes on the radio sometimes. Like, it's live radio. You know what I mean?
I'm in the weather business. I make mistakes hourly. So, I mean, my Mondays on television are all about apology.
Yes. I totally get it.
Sorry for all the mistakes.
Didn't you say this? Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Yes. Well, yours is, you're in the prediction business, which is tough, right? I get it. You got to kind of tell. I always say, though, you could say 1% chance rain. If it rains, you're still right. You know that. So it's all good. You can do that. For me, it's like I misspeak sometimes. I say something like, oh, that wasn't correct. I say a word wrong. And how many people telling me how wrong I was? And I'm like, I know, I'm human. Have you ever not spoken to somebody and you made a mistake on the word you were going to say?
I know. And it's like they're just waiting to jump on you.
We got to be perfect. You got to be perfect in the weather. I got to be perfect in the way I talk. See how it goes?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
All right, buddy. Listen, have a great weekend. Great wet rest of your week. We will talk next Friday about a Bills trip down to South Florida, and a lot of Bills fans making that trip every year, too. So thank you.
All right. Happy Halloween.
All right, you got it. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. We've had a lot of news today in the NFL. Travis Hunter could be out for the year. That's right. The excellent two-way star, Heisman Trophy winner, Jacksonville Jaguar wide receiver / cornerback, non-contact knee injury in practice. He is going on injured reserve. Very unfortunate. We also have a firing of a general manager, Chris Greer, in Miami. Dolphins general manager has been let go. Brother of former Sabres forward Mike Greer, who's now the GM of the San Jose Sharks.
Mike Greer, right? I believe that's what he's doing.
So. Yeah, I'll double check.
But how about that? Two brothers, one a general manager in the NHL, one and a general manager in the NFL, and the one in the NFL just lost his job. Mike Greer is the general manager of the Sharks, right? I believe he is. You got it there? He's looking it up. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to make the mistake and say it, and someone's like, no, he's let go last year. Mike Greer. There we go. He is. Here you go. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Current GM. Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, you got that. By the way, Celebrini's really good. He's having a good year. Starting off, Macklin Celebrini. Anyway, also today, Sean McDermott came on WGR a little while ago in his weekly radio appearance. He has ruled out for the game on Sunday Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, and Shaq Thompson. He also said that Gabe Davis will not practice today, some inflammation from his practice week. He has since told other local media in another briefing that he does after this that Gabe will not play on Sunday. So he's not going to play. So we can take that off the table. He also said that Taylor Rapp had surgery on his knee and he's probably out until next year. So that is not an option for him to come back. Still, you still wonder about the safety position, what the Bills think about it, if they want to look outside the organization. We'll see about that. Okay, real quick, can I get to the 4 o'clock games? Fire up that music. We'll wrap it up this way. 4:05, Saints at Rams. Boy, the Saints making a change, going to Tyler Shuck at quarterback instead of Spencer Rattler. Rams look good. They got back on the winning track after that loss against the Niners. Two wins in a row. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Jags. They have a bye week. They should smash the Saints, to be quite honest with you, in this one. Rams at 5-2. Jags without Travis Hunter, like I said, at the Raiders. Well, this is an interesting game. I think the Raiders can beat the Jags. They're kind of a hot and cold team, but they were terrible the last time out against the Chiefs. They lose 31-0, but they've had a bye week. The Jags also coming off a bye week. They'll go out to L.A. Jags, 4-3. Raiders, 2-5. Sunday night, Seahawks at the Commanders. I think I like the Seahawks. I keep thinking the Commanders should break out of their funk, especially with Jaden Daniels. Boy, how about last week? The Commanders looked good early on against the Chiefs. They had two, they had four downs they went for and didn't get. They had a stupid pass that went off Deebo Samuel's hands that he should have caught. They gave the Chiefs all these little breaks, right? Otherwise, it's maybe a different game. Commanders 3-5, Seahawks 5-2 in that one. That is Sunday night. We'll get to Monday night's game on Monday. That is Cardinals at Cowboys. We'll get to Bills Chiefs all day long on WGR Sports Radio 550 and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. And of course, Sabres entertain the Washington Capitals tomorrow, 7 p.m. start. I just want to make sure on that. 7 p.m. start?
I think it might be 8.
8 p.m. start. Thank you for letting me know that. 8 p.m. start tomorrow. Sabres cap, so that means... Oh, no, Washington Buffalo, 7 p.m. I got it right here.
7 p.m., sorry.
7 p.m., that's okay. 7 p.m., that means pregame at 6 here on WGR. Have a great Halloween. Be safe, please. Keep all of our kids and adults, everybody trick-or-treating safe on the roads out there tonight. Make sure you're aware of them. Have a great weekend. Bills Chiefs, we'll talk to you on Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.